Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been talking pretty much for the last few days about this incredible story, and that is The Atlantic. The editor-in-chief of The Atlantic was added to a signal group that was set up, you know, like if you have an event. You have an event. Look, I hate these groups, but they are important. You set up an event. You set up a group for everybody that needs to know about what's going on, and then you hope that the group self-destructs afterwards. Sometimes they linger a little bit longer, which is not a good thing. But anyway, here was a signal group set up by the U.S. ahead of the bombing of the Houthis in Yemen, and one of the was a member of the press, the editor-in-chief of the Atlantic was added, and it certainly caused a major amount of embarrassment. Joining us this morning is John Day. He's a lawyer in the United States. We wanted to find out from him what the implications of this and what the fallout has been. John, good morning. How are you? Oh, apologies. There we go. Sorry.
Joining us this morning.
There we go. John, apologies for that. Can you hear us now? Oh, we seem to have lost John for... Oh, there we go. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you see me?
Or hear I can, me? Sorry. I can both see you and hear you. So there we go. Oh. All is good. Apologies for that. So, John, what has the fallout been?
Hi, good morning, Howard. Well, this is kind of a spectacular story that won't die. The you know, the fallout has been, of course, questioning of the competence of the national security team that Trump has assembled. You know, the pushback from his administration has been sort of fascinating. I mean, they're claiming that the, you know, information about these attacks, which were actually pretty successful. I mean, that's the message they're trying to push, which is, you know, ignore what we did that may not have been perfectly competent. This was actually something that the Biden administration hadn't really done. And, so they've lost the ability to claim this pretty, you know, important victory because their people you know, made some pretty, at least one of their people, the National Security Advisor, made just a pretty stupid mistake. And then they've compounded it by not saying, yeah, we made a stupid mistake, but look at how well the military carried out what we asked them to do.
So the question is this, what is generally the Atlantic's approach to Donald Trump and to Republicans? Because it seems as though there was quite a deliberate attempt to embarrass them.
Well, you know, the Atlantic has been very aggressive, even in the first Trump administration. It's funded, at least it initially had been funded by the widow of Steve Jobs, the Apple founder. So plenty of financial backing. A lot of aggressive reporting. They had been the publication that reported in the first Trump administration that he had gone to a military cemetery and disparaged the soldiers.
I remember that story.
Who had been killed. So that's where that story came from. And of course, that has been the message that the Trump folks are trying to push, which is, look at this as a publication which is discredited. However, you know, the problem that the Trump people are facing is that this is exactly what happened. I mean, rather than have some, you know, highly classified, secure, secret way to communicate, they went on to Signal, which is certainly susceptible to hacking by a sophisticated intelligence service. And then, again, you know, look, when you make a mistake, you own it. You say, we'll do better next time. Maybe somebody gets fired and you move on. You try to capitalize on the actual success of the military raids, but they didn't do that. And they're still continuing to push back. And Trump, today I was reading stories about how Trump really isn't going to fire anybody because that would be giving in to the media and acknowledging that they had made a mistake. So that's a, you know, it's a difficult position to be in. If you can't just say, look, we messed up and we'll try to make sure that doesn't happen again, the story isn't going to go away for a long time. Mm.
And as you say, it's a little embarrassing, in not that the mistake was made. I think mistakes will always be made. That's just the human condition. And I would add to that the fact that the Trump administration is doing so much and trying to achieve so much, they're going to make more mistakes, which I think is a pretty okay trade-off in terms of getting things done. So that's still fine. But the fact that it almost pierced a veil, and it removed the, I would never think that they would have this conversation on a platform like Signal or WhatsApp or anything else. You'd think that there would be some sophisticated way that they would communicate. So what it kind of does is it diminishes it diminishes them, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's a good point. I mean, you know, the question that I've been having is this really the most sophisticated way we have to communicate, you know, the leaders of our national security apparatus? That's it? I mean, there's nothing better than that. And so, you know, I think, you know, some of the Republicans have said, look, this was the system that was in place in the previous administration. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But the idea that... you know, you're going to have these discussions on an app that you download onto your phone, and then theoretically is accessible. There's even reports that the Russians had been pretty successful in hacking Signal previously. But I mean, I think the question that I still haven't heard an answer to is there something better that that's more secure that they could have been using, and this was just an easy way to, you know, to do that, and then to also get your grocery list for your family's weekend trip. I mean,
yeah, you know, I hear it. That said, though, John, that said, you know, I was thinking about it, you know, over the last couple of days, and I would like to think that if I was added to something that a very, very highly confidential group that I shouldn't be added to, even though I have a morning talk show and I could sneakily use that information, I would like to think, and maybe, and I'm saying like to because maybe I'd be different under those circumstances, I would like to think the first thing I would do is say, hey guys, have you added the right Howard? Because sometimes the wrong Howard is added.
Yeah.
And just show a little bit of class. He didn't do that. He went public with it. And to me, that doesn't portray him very, very well. I am being a bit judgy of him.
Well, no, and I think it's a point that's been raised. Look, I'm a lawyer, all right? I get information, I get emails often from people who inadvertently, unintentionally put me on the email. Sometimes it's information that I could use, but I'm not supposed to have it. As a lawyer, I have an obligation to tell them immediately, look, you sent this to the wrong person. I have an open attachment and I've deleted it. That's an obligation put on me as a lawyer here in the States. Goldberg, there's been questions raised about why didn't you raise your electronic hand?
Exactly. It's not difficult. Say, so guys, hello. I mean, like, yeah. Are you sure that I'm meant to be in this group? If I am, great. I'd love to be here, but just confirming that.
Yeah, and you know, he could say, look, you guys made a dumb mistake, but I'm not going to participate in this because I'm not supposed to be here. So,
absolutely. Anyway, it's a fascinating one. I'd love your thoughts on it, John. Thank you, as always. Wishing you a fantastic weekend. What do you think? 061-895-1019. It is just before 7 o'clock.